Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we break down leadership concepts to give you practical tips so that you can lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current team and leadership development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're diving into a topic that's challenging for every leader: how to recover daily so that you can lead for the long haul. Leadership is a marathon and not a sprint. Each and every day, we're faced with being empathetic, working with people, making decisions, being responsible, leading through adversity, leading through uncertainty. And this can take a toll if you don't have a routine and ritual in place to replenish yourself and take care of yourself. We're going to talk about some practical ways that you can recover so that you can lead for the long haul. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by CNG Tutoring. Founded by Janelle and Chris Seaton, CNG Tutoring is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading tutoring service. Our experienced state-certified tutors provide personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to each student's unique learning style. From math and science to reading, writing, and even Spanish, we cover it all. We also offer top-notch SAT prep designed to help students sharpen the skills they need to achieve their goals on the SAT. Join the countless families who trust CNG Tutoring with award-winning educators and a 5-star parent rating. We offer in-person and virtual tutoring using 21st century learning techniques. Visit cngtutoring.com today and start your child's journey to academic excellence. CNG Tutoring, ignite your mind.
This episode is brought to you by FitAF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where FitAF steps in. FitAF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. I've led teams for the better part of 20 years. And the more I progress through my career and take on positions where I'm a leader of leaders, I have found that the ability for me to recover throughout the day and every day is important. Not only is it important for me, but it's also important for my team. Because if I can model the way and lead by example of how to set time aside, center myself, work on practicing healthy well-being tips and practices, then my team sees that. And that sets the example that, well, if the boss is taking time to take care of themselves, I need to do the same, so that I'm not just telling them, take time for yourself, focus on your well-being. They see it in practice as well. Now, I hit a point in my career where I was not good at practicing this. I didn't believe in the importance. I thought I could just drive through everything. I thought I was able to take on everything and just let me do one more task, one more this, one more email, have one more conversation. I'll work the extra hours. I'll come home. I'll work on things at night. And it just about ruined me. It ruined me in the sense that I didn't have the health I wanted. I didn't have the focus I wanted. I didn't have the attention span I wanted anymore because I was so distracted by work. I was unable to psychologically detach from my work. So what I want to share with you is a story of how this unraveled for me. And it was truly a eye-opening experience. Here I am. I've got home from work after working a 11-hour day on what should have been a 9-day shift. And I walk into my kitchen, and my wife's in the kitchen reheating my meal. My kids are there. And, you know, we have a ritual in my house where I ask my kids each and every day, tell me about your day. And they're telling me about their day. And the phone light that I have a new email pops up. So they're telling me about their day, and I pick up my phone. Now, I'm still looking at them, but I pick up my phone. It's in my hand. And what did I just signal? I just signaled to my family that my work is more important than them. And they I didn't even realize I was doing this. And they kept telling me about their day at school and what was going on in band. And I open the email up. I look at my phone, and I'm still looking at them. I look at my phone. And then they just stopped talking. And my wife asked me, "Are you home?" I said, "Yes, I'm home. I'm right here." She says, "No, are you home?" And she looked down and looked at my phone and looked at me. And I put it away, and I finished the conversation and ate my dinner and, you know, went through my nightly routine. And my nightly routine, part of that was when we closed up for the night and everyone went upstairs and went to bed, I would check my phone again. So what am I doing? I'm checking my work right before I'm going to sleep. And I'm taking that into bed with me. So now I'm taking that into sleep with me. I'm taking work into sleep. So I didn't have quality sleep. I was thinking about work when I went to sleep, which triggered me to think about work the first time I set, you know, my eyes open and my feet on the floor in the morning. It was work, 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 work. And then somewhere in there was time for family. And then somewhere later was time for myself. And what I found was I didn't have the health I wanted. I was gaining weight. I had high blood pressure. My eating habits were horrible. My stress level was up. All of these things that were important for leading through the long run were deteriorating right in front of me, and I didn't even realize it because my eyes were set on trying to achieve and trying to accomplish and trying to take on more and be the best leader for my team and always be there for my team. I had a lot of these self-imposed thoughts of, well, I need to have my email cleared. I need to have all the responses sent out. And what I was doing was signaling to my family that they weren't as important as my work. I was signaling to my team that I'm working in my off hours. And for some, they picked that up as a signal as, so should they. But that's not the message I wanted to send. So this all came to a point where I needed to make a decision that I needed to change. And I started to look at how I spent my time in my day. I started to look at my routines for how I shut down work and left it at work. I started to set up clear boundaries at home to where home was a zen space for me instead of a bring work into your home and every part of your home, right? So I started to cordon off some of those sections of my home where I wouldn't bring my work phone and we wouldn't you know, let that you know, enter into our lives. I had a detachment both psychologically and physically from my work. And when I started that practice, which took discipline, when I started to let go, which took discipline, I started to find my head being clearer and I could make better decisions at work. I started to find that I had better connection with my team members because they weren't constantly on my mind. I had space in between. I started to find the conversations at work weren't just work related. They were better conversations about what went on at people's nights because we did non-work activities at night, you know, in our off time. So my relationships at home improved, my relationships with my team improved, and I became a better version of my leader, of a leader by detaching and setting these boundaries and recovering myself so that I could be in a leadership position for years to come. So many leaders, I know we find it difficult to disconnect from our work, especially at home. But research has shown that when leaders don't mentally separate from work, it can lead to burnout, not just for themselves, but for their team as well. If you can detach and reset as a leader, your team will benefit too. So what I want to do is explore some ways that you can recover daily to maintain your leadership edge. First is the importance of recovery. Every day, leaders face countless demands, strategic decisions. We have market pressures. You have constant meetings. You have endless emails. The queue just keeps on coming day in and day out. The challenge is that these pressures don't just appear when you leave the office. They don't just disappear when you're at home. You've got to be able to separate these things out with intention. So for many leaders, work stress continues to linger at home despite the time being spent there being meant for recovery. So the constant engagement without adequate recovery can lead to burnout. And we know that research shows that when you're burnt out, you're not performing at your best and it just bleeds over. So leaders who are able to detach from work at home are more likely to foster a positive work environment, reduce team exhaustion, and help their team members recover too. And who wouldn't want that? So how do you ensure that you're recovering daily? Let's dive into the concept of psychological detachment. I mentioned it a few times. Psychological detachment is the ability to mentally disconnect from your work during non-work hours, allowing your mind to rest and recover. So when we can successfully detach from our work, then we can return to work refreshed with renewed focus and renewed energy. We need to have these waves of high performance, impact, stress, and then de-stress, recover, reset, so that we can be at our best. Psychological detachment isn't always easy, especially in the world where we're constantly connected through our devices. So the key is to build habits that encourage detachment. Now first, set clear boundaries. Establish a clear end to your workday. I talked in a different episode about rituals and routines. Close out your workday so that you feel comfortable that you can walk away and that you're prepared for the next day before you walk in. So this could mean things like turning off your work notifications after a certain time, designating a specific no work zones in your home, like the dining room, living room, or bedroom. Clear yourself and set those boundaries where your work is shut off for the day and you have space in your home that is a non-work zone. The second is engaging in non-work activities. Spend time doing activities that completely distract you from work. For me, it's golf, it's paddleboarding, it's watching some of the comedy shows that are on TV, exercising, getting outside in nature, hitting the sauna, ice potting, whatever it may be for you, find your non-work activity and make sure you have time to do that in your day after work so that you can give yourself the mental space you need and to do something different. Third is mindfulness practices. Engage in mindfulness or meditation practices to help your mind shift away from work-related thoughts. This could be something as simple as putting on soundtrack music and sitting outside or sitting in a comfortable chair in your home and engineer your environment to where it's distraction-free and there's no notifications, there's no TV background noise, there's nobody calling for you. Just give yourself the 5 to 15 minutes that you need to let those thoughts enter your head and move freely through your mind, and you can put them where they need to be and clear your head so that when you're home, you're present. Remember, mastering psychological detachment is not just about improving your own well-being. You're setting the example for your team. And as you practice this yourself, you'll be able to share what works well for you with your team members so they can put it into practice too. Next, let's talk about the ripple effect on your team and about how your recovery affects your team. So research has indicated that when leaders successfully detach from work, it creates a positive ripple effect. When you come back to work refreshed, you're more present, you're more patient, you're better equipped to support your team's needs. So when you think about your ability to set boundaries, your ability to detach from work, to do non-work related activities, now you've got something else to discuss with your team. You've got something else to share with your team. You've got the ability to be more present with your team, and you can share what works for you when you recognize or pick up on a cue from your team members that they may not be detaching from work themselves. So strategies for daily recovery. How can you build a routine that allows for daily recovery? Here's a few things I want to share with you that have worked for me. The first is prioritizing sleep. You set yourself up to where your bedroom environment is one of zen, of quiet, of peace, and you want to shoot for 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night, which means sometimes you've got to let that task go and just handle it the next morning at work. When you have 7 to 9 hours of quality of sleep each night, what you want to be able to do is put yourself into a nightly routine. What I did wrong was I checked work right before I went to bed, which put work in the forefront of my mind, which literally took me time to unwind that thought so that I can get into a deeper quality sleep. What you can do is set yourself up with a routine. Maybe you read before bed, maybe you meditate before bed, or just disconnect from screens for 30 to 45 minutes before you go lay down at night so you can get those 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep. Second, physical activity. I'm a big exerciser, whatever it may be, whatever works for you. It doesn't have to be anything over the top, but find ways to get out to physically and mentally recover through exercise. Exercise has been shown to reduce stress, to boost mood, and helps you sleep better. All things you need to recover so you can lead for the long haul. Third, time outdoors. Spending time in nature can significantly reduce stress levels. When you have time out in nature, you're getting vitamin D, you're getting that fresh air, you're putting your feet on the ground. I mean, if you want to get into it, you start getting out in nature and you start getting into those biorhythms of yourself, of the earth, you're grounding yourself to the resonance of the earth, and you're just finding that peace and quiet. If you can find a spot where you can hear the wind, the birds chirping, be present in that moment. You can feel the warmth of the sun. You can feel the cool of the breeze. You can hear that distant, you know, animal or that distant thing happening off there, and you can just appreciate being in that spot for that time. That gives you time to reset yourself, and it's been shown to lower stress and again, boost mood. And then, lastly, a digital detox plan. Consider setting specific times when you unplug from your digital devices, especially before bed. Have your routine set up throughout your day where you're on your devices during work hours and you're off your devices during non-work hours. And again, you look at some other things we talked about earlier, setting boundaries, engineering your environment. Get that phone, get that laptop, put it away, put it out of reach, put it out of sight so that you can limit your time on that screen, limit your time on that blue light, especially as you wind down for the night so that you can think about something else, something enjoyable, something uplifting or calming so that you can reset yourself each and every day. So by incorporating these strategies into your daily routine, you can create a sustainable rhythm for yourself that supports both your leadership responsibilities, your well-being, and then be able to share this with your team. Remember, leadership, it is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Prioritize your recovery each and every day so that you can serve at your best, you can be at your best, and you can be there for not just your team, but your family and friends as well. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, download it, share it with your fellow leaders. Help us get the word out so that we can help everybody lead at their very best each and every day. If you're an organization that's interested in team and leadership development workshops and investing in your future leaders, I want to work with you. I offer research-backed, creativity-infused learning experiences that will make learning stick well beyond the workshop that we deliver together. You can link up with me at LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or check out my website, drwilliamramey.com. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded, and I'll see you the next time you press play.